Good morning.
早上好。
Can we turn to the scriptures in the book of Hebrews?
我们可不可以翻开希伯来书
？Chapter 12.
第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
We'd like to read from verses 1-3.
我们一起来读第一到第三节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith,who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
We'd like to focus on the first part of verse 3, and this is our theme this morning, for consider him.
我们今天愿意专注在第三节的前半段，就是我们今天的主题，思想耶稣。
Or consider Jesus.
就思想他，或者说思想耶稣。
Can we bow with a further word of prayer?
我们带有一些祷告。
Lord, how we thank you that once again we can come before your word.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以再次来到你话语的面前。
Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit may anoint the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
主，我们求那圣灵能够高说的、翻译的和听的。
Lord, we ask that you may once again speak to us this morning.
我们求你今天早上再次对我们说话。
Lord, especially as we consider Jesus.
特别是当我们思想耶稣的时候
，Lord help us，
主啊帮助我们
，Lord make this time useful for you，
让这段时间在你面前有用
，In Jesus' precious name，
奉耶稣宝贵的名 ，Amen。
When we read this verse in Hebrews chapter 12，
当我们读希伯来书第十二章这段经节的时候
，The author of Hebrews，
希伯来书的作者
，is encouraging us，
鼓励我们说。
Encouraging us to consider Jesus.
鼓励我们来思想耶稣。
As we walk in our Christian walk,
当我们走基督徒的路程的时候
sometimes it becomes difficult.
有时候很困难。
Oftentimes it is difficult to come to different meetings.
有时候我们来参加各样的聚会有难处。
Oftentimes it's difficult because of some brothers and sisters.
有时候弟兄姐妹给我们难处。
Sometimes it's difficult in our daily walk at home.
有时候我们在日常生活中有难处。
Or at work.
在我们工作上有难处。
And oftentimes we become very discouraged.
有时候我们常常会灰心。
Oftentimes we seem to have lost our direction.
有时候我们好像失去了方向。
We don't know what we are doing with our Christian life.
我们不知道我们这样的基督徒生活要做什么。
This morning, we'd like to encourage brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们愿意来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Just as the author of Hebrews encouraged those who were reading the book of Hebrews.
就像希伯来书的作者鼓励那些读者一样。
And that is to consider Jesus.
那就是来思想耶稣。
You know, oftentimes we forget why is it that we are living the Christian life.
常常我们忘记了我们为什么要有基督徒的生活。
Oftentimes we forget who we are following.
常常我们忘记了我们在跟随谁。
Now, if you ask young people today,
如果今天问问年轻人
they all have heard
this, 他们都听说过
phrase, do not love the world.
都说了呢，不要看世界，他们都听说过不要看世界这句话。
不要爱世界。
不要爱世界。
They all know it very well.
他们都知道得很清楚。
And even for ourselves, we hear, do not love the world.
我们自己也知道不要爱这个世界。
But if you ask them, why do you love the world?
如果你问他们你为什么要爱世界?
They will tell you because the world is very lovely.
因为他们会告诉你世界很可爱。
And it's true, the world indeed is very lovely.
确实世界的确很可爱。
There are many things to be, there are many lovely things in the world.
但世界上有许多可爱的东西。
Things that make us happy.
让我们高兴的东西。
Things that makes us temporarily, fulfilled.
让我们感到暂时的满足。
Things that will draw our attention.
能够吸引我们的注意。
We want to spend time on it.
我们愿意把时间花在那些事情上。
Because it's lovely.
因为他们可爱。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹。
How do you make someone not love the world?
你怎么样能够使怎样能够让他们不爱世界呢？
It's a very difficult thing, isn't it?
这是不是一个很难的事？
The reason is this.
原因在这里。
Because they haven't discovered something lovelier.
因为他们没有发现更可爱的事。
As we discover that something is lovelier,
如果我们发现了更可爱的事，
the other things will, we won't be as interested anymore.
那其他的事情对我们来讲就没有那么有吸引力。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
the central, focus of our Christian lives,
我们生活的中心点，
should be on the person of our Lord Jesus.
应当在我们主耶稣基督身上。
And if we discover how wonderful he is,
当我们发现他是何等的美好。
As we discover how lovely he is,
当我们发现他何等可爱。
Just as the author of Hebrews tells us,
就像希伯来书的作者所告诉我们的。
That we ought to fix our eyes on him.
我们要仰望耶稣。
If we fix our eyes on him,
如果我们定睛在他身上。
If we discover who he is,
如果我们发现他是谁。
If we discover how lovely he is,
如果我们发现他多么可爱。
The world no longer seems as lovely to us.
世界对我们就不再那么可爱。
Very naturally, we will give up these things.
很自然我们就会放弃这些事。
Very naturally, we will be focused on our Lord Jesus.
很自然呢，我们就会专注在我们主耶稣身上。
But our problem is, we oftentimes forget who our Lord Jesus is.
但是问题是我们常常忘记主耶稣是谁。
Many times because we stray away from him.
因为很多时间呢，我们是离开了他。
But our encouragement this morning,
今天早上我们的鼓励乃是
is for us to consider Jesus.
是我们来思想耶稣。
Who is he?
他是谁？
Is he really the person that we have in the back of our minds?
是不是他就一直在我们心里？
Was he just a historical figure?
还是他只是一个历史人物？
Is he just a lord in theory for us?
还是呢，对我们来讲只是理论上的一个主？
Or is he just one that we come to meet on the Lord's Day?
还是只是我们主日来看一看的那一位？
Maybe on prayer meeting, at prayer meeting.
也是在我们祷告会里面我们来见的那一位。
But when we go through our daily lives,
但是在我们日常生活里，
somehow he is outside of our focus.
他却在我们专注之外。
Somehow he is outside of the door.
他在门外。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
we'd like to consider Jesus this morning.
今天早上我们来思想耶稣。
So if we could turn to John chapter 1.
我们来翻到约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 and verse 1.
约翰福音一章一节。
It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So we know that in the beginning was the Word.
我们知道呢，太初有道。
And we know that the Word was God.
我们知道道就是神。
And that the Word was with God.
我们知道道与神同在。
And if you read the context,
如果我们读这段经文，
you come to discover that this Word is referred to our Lord Jesus.
你会发现呢，这个道指的就是主耶稣。
And we know that in the beginning,
我们知道在起初，
our Lord Jesus had wonderful fellowship with the Father.
主与父有美好的交通。
And with the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵有美好的交通。
So in the beginning, if you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it says, In the beginning, God.
如果在起初我们，如果我们读创世纪的时候，我们知道说，起初呢，就有神。
So in the beginning, of course the verse says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in the beginning, God.
我们当然呢，圣经里面说起初神创造天地，这就告诉我们说起初神就在。
So of course we know the Lord, God obviously created the universe.
神呢创造了宇宙。
And of course that was his glory as the creator.
那是他作为创造的荣耀。
But somehow, God was very far away.
但是呢，神好像离得很远。
Actually, even in the Old Testament, God was always kept at a distance. The people of Israel who were supposed to be the closest to God, they were so fearful of him because he was so far away. But thank the Lord that Gospel of John doesn't stop at verse 1.
约翰福音没有只停止在第一节,
if we read in verse 14,
it
says, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身住在我们中间, 充充满满的有恩典有真理, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
So God, who was so far away,
那样遥远的神,
who was so distant,
那样的遥远,
no one understood him,
没有人明白他,
no one knew him,
没有人认识他,
but thank the Lord, the Word became flesh
但是感谢主道成了肉身,
and tabernacled among us,
支搭帐篷在我们中间,
and we beheld his glory.
我们看见他的荣光,
so thank God
感谢神,
that one day our Lord Jesus came into this world.
有一天我们主来到这个世界,
and in verse 18,
第十八节,
it says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
从来没有人看见神,
so thank the Lord.
感谢主,
because the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
因为主耶稣来到这个世界,
we can come to know who God is.
我们可以认识神,
that's why the Lord Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
所以主耶稣说, 你们看见我就是看见了父,
and of course, thank the Lord.
感谢主,
we all believe in him.
我们都相信他,
we all acknowledge him as our Savior.
我们都承认他是我们的救主,
but the purpose for us to be saved, and our Lord Jesus said, this is eternal life,
主耶稣说,
that they may know who God is.
就是认识永生的神,
so if we know the Lord Jesus,
如果我们认识主耶稣,
then we know what this Christian life is about. If we know the Lord Jesus,
如果我们认识主耶稣,
then we know why God created us.
我们也知道神为什么造我们,
so this morning,
今天早上,
we'd like to consider this Word that became flesh. And specifically,
特别的,
we like to consider different aspects of our Lord Jesus.
我们要思想主耶稣不同的方面,
and these aspects are four aspects.
一共有四个方面,
and of course, we know that the Lord Jesus was God who became man.
我们知道呢, 主耶稣就是成为人的神,
and the reason why he became man,
他成为神的目的,
was because he, in order for him to be able to understand us,
就是呢, 他能够明白我们,
so that he could go through the things that we go through,
他可以经历我们所经历的,
go through the temptations,
他可以经历试探,
go through the difficulties,
经历难处,
the loneliness,
孤单,
and of course, in him becoming a man,
他成为一个人,
he can identify with us. And obviously, ultimately, he could take our place and die for us.
最终呢,
so as a man,
作为一个人,
we like to consider four different aspects of the Lord Jesus. And we know the Lord Jesus is so amazing and so profound.
是那样的完美,
and it will take us all of eternity to really know him. But this morning we just like to consider four aspects. First is his hands.
是他的手,
second is his feet.
他的脚,
his heart.
他的心,
and his head.
和他的头.
Okay. So if we could read in Gospel of John chapter 1,
我们读约翰福音第一章的时候,
if we continue from verse 1,
如果我们从第一节继续往下看,
if we read verse 2 and onwards,
从第二节开始,
it says, he was in the beginning with God, all things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
那里说,这道太初与神同在,万物是借着他造的,凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord Jesus, who became flesh,
弟兄姐妹,
all things came into being from him. All things were created by him. So if you think about it, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Our Lord Jesus was there. He was the creator of all things. Think about his wonderful creation. Think about the mountains.
想想山,
the rivers.
河,
think about the animals.
动物,
I often enjoy watching the Discovery Channel. You see the wonders of the animal life.
你看到这个生, 动物世界的奇妙生,
you see how they can live off a little river. I often wonder as well in the creation of man. I have an 11-month-old daughter. And as I observe the progress of life, I am truly amazed. From the start of just being a little cell, how it divides,
它怎样分裂,
how then all of a sudden it starts to have a heartbeat.
啊, 突然呢,
and then one day the baby comes out.
有一天,
and then you watch the baby grow up.
你看这个婴孩长大,
you watch the development process.
你看他那个发展的过程,
and I am just so amazed.
我是如此的惊奇,
the little feet,
小小的脚,
the little nails on the feet,
脚上的小小的指甲,
the hands,
他的手,
and you discover how they learn.
你看他呢怎么学习,
it's just wonderful.
太奇妙了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
when the Lord Jesus created this universe,
当主耶稣创造这个宇宙的时候,
we discovered that he was an all-powerful God.
我们发现他是大能的主,
by his hands, all things were created.
借着他的手创造了一切,
everything.
每一件事,
think about it.
想一想,
everything in this room.
这个房间里的每一件,
he created your boss, too.
他也, 你的老板也是他造的。
He created your family.
你的家庭是他造的,
he created everything.
每一件都是借着他造的,
we don't have time to discover all the wonderful things he created. But John tells us all things came into being by him.
但是约翰告诉我们说,
so we discover these all-powerful hands.
所以呢我们就发现他那个大能的手,
and wonderful hands,
他那奇妙的手,
that created this universe.
他创造这个宇宙。
But the story doesn't end there.
但是呢,
and as we read already,
就像我们已经读过的,
because of the rebellion of man,
因为人的悖逆,
because of the sin of man,
因为人的罪,
the Lord decided to come to this earth,
神呢,
to redeem a fallen race.
来拯救堕落的族类,
so these hands, which were all powerful,
这个大能的手,
and at a snap of a finger, he could do whatever he wanted. He was willing to come to this earth. He was that word that became flesh. And those hands became constrained by time and space. These all-powerful hands were constrained by the human body. And of course, the Lord Jesus was born in a manger. And he grew up in the family of Joseph and Mary. Interesting, isn't it?
是不是很有趣呢?
He created the all the force in this universe.
他创造这个宇宙里的一切力量,
yet he had to learn how to be a carpenter under his father's guidance.
但是呢,却要在他父亲的指导下学习如何成为一个木匠。
He had to learn everything.
他要每一件事都要学。
He had to learn how to make a little wooden box.
他要学习怎么做一个木盒子。
Or maybe a yoke.
也许呢,要做学习怎么做轭。
Think about it.
思想一下。
God who created everything.
神创造了万有。
Just think about our eyes. How it works. Wonderful, wonderful. But our Lord Jesus was constrained by time. And he had to learn how to use his hands to build some, do carpentry work. And how he was submissive to his parents. And how when one day he was found in the temple.
有一天他在圣殿里面,
with his when his parents went to Jerusalem.
当他父母到耶路撒冷,
and then he said he was minding the things of the Father.
他说他在思想父家里的事,
but yet later on it says how our Lord Jesus humbled himself and was willing to submit to his parents for the and went back with them.
那么也后来圣灵也告诉我们讲我们的主如何谦卑下来,
so these all-powerful hands were constrained by time. Not only that,
不但如此,
if we turn to Mark chapter 1,
如果我们来到马可福音第一章,
Mark chapter 1 and verse 40,
第一章第40节, 马可福音第一章第40节,
it says, and a leper came to him, beseeching him, and falling on his knees before him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣, 向他跪下说, 你若肯, 必能叫我洁净了。
And moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
耶稣动了慈心, 就伸手摸他说, 我肯, 你洁净了吗?
And immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed.
大麻风立即离开他,
brothers and sisters, think about this picture.
弟兄姐妹,
here you had a leprous man. Now anyone that had leprosy at the time needed to be in seclusion. No one dared to touch them. No one dared to go near them. My friend told me that in India today, you still see a lot of the beggars that are leprous.
我朋友告诉我说, 今天在印度还有许多这样长大麻风的人, 他们呢被隔离开。
And the only thing they can provide for a living is by begging.
他们求生的唯一手段就是乞讨。
And of course, everyone knows that they better not get close to them.
因为呢, 人家知道呢, 他们是乞讨的, 所以都不敢呢去接近他们。
So they take the money and they toss it from a distance.
他们呢, 就是把钱远远地丢给他们。
So you see here a leprous man. Because of his leprosy, everyone abandoned him. Imagine that. Imagine a child with leprosy. And then his parents cannot even hold him. His brothers and sisters cannot touch him. Think about it. No one in the society dares to come close to you. How lonely he must have been. So it's very interesting here. Because he came to the Lord Jesus. He said, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean.
他说,主啊,
so this man who was so lonely,
这个人如此的孤单,
because of his condition,
因为他的当时的情况,
he was just looking for his condition to be set free.
他只是希望呢,
all he was asking that the Lord Jesus come and heal him.
他所求的就是主啊,
he never expected that the Lord Jesus would reach out and touch him. Because he probably didn't experience that too often. No one would dare touch him. But here was a man that said, I am willing.
他说,
and he said, be cleansed. Brothers and sisters, isn't this our story? We were so filthy. All our righteousness was but filthy rags. We had nothing to offer. Enough filth in our loneliness. The Lord Jesus reached out and touched us. So this man never asked for the Lord to touch him. He just asked to be healed. But the Lord reached out and touched him. Our Lord very much could have said, be cleansed, and he would have been cleansed. But when he reached out and touched him, there was a possibility that if he touched him, he would have been the leprosy would have been passed on to the Lord. But the Lord did not care. But because he was filled with compassion, he reached out and touched him. Isn't this our story? Isn't this how the Lord treats us? when we don't expect it, the Lord reaches out and touches us.
主伸出手来摸到我,
and He says, be cleansed.
祂说你洁净了,
and we are saved.
我们得救了,
aren't those wonderful pair of hands?
这是不是非常奇妙的一个
pair of hands?
这双手是何等的奇妙?
So, these pair of hands who created the universe,
这一双手创造了宇宙,
these all-powerful hands,
这大能的手,
we come to discover that these are a pair of hands of love.
我们发现这是一双满了爱的手,
and all-powerful.
这样的有能力,
think about it, God is a righteous God.
想一想,主是公义的主,
He has every right to use His hands and strike us down.
神完全有权利的把我们通通出去,
the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死,
He can just take His hands and take us out.
神就可以用他的手把我们通通出去,
but the Lord did not do that.
但是主没有这样做,
He could have said, you're a leprous man.
他可以说, 你这个得麻风病人,
your righteousness is as filthy rags.
你这个你的衣不过是破烂的衣服,
you deserve what you get.
你罪有应得,
but the Lord did not do that.
但是主没有这样,
He reached out and touched him.
他伸出手来摸他,
isn't this our story?
这是我们的故事吧,
the Lord reached out and touched us,
主伸出手来摸我们,
and saved us.
救了我们,
He did not take us out.
他没有把我们除去,
He did not wipe us out.
他没有把我们, 除干净,
but ultimately He took our place.
他呢代替了我们,
and He died for us.
为我们死,
so these hands are the hands of love.
这双手就是爱的手。
Can we then turn to John chapter 13 and verse 3?
我们可不可以翻到约翰福音13章第3节?
John chapter 13 and verse 3.
约翰福音13章第3节.
Very familiar story to us.
我们很熟悉的故事.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that He had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside His garments, and taking a towel, He girded Himself. Then He poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which He was girded.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
We like to especially pay attention to verse 3.
我们特别注意第三节。
I don't know if you ever noticed this.
不知道你们有没有注意。
But if you read the beginning of verse 3,
如果你读第三节的前面,
it says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。
We know that when the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
我们知道当耶稣来到这个世界的时候,
He fully satisfied the Father's heart.
他使父的心得到完全的满足。
That's why when He was on the Mount of Transfiguration, God the Father said, this is My beloved Son.
父神说, 这是我的爱,
listen to Him.
你们要听他,
this is My beloved.
这是我的爱,
and then our Lord was transfigured.
我们主就变了形象,
so we know that at that point in time,
我们知道在那一时刻,
we know that as the Lord Jesus walked through this life,
当我们知道我们主经过了这一生,
He fully satisfied the Father.
他完全满足了父,
that's why the Bible tells us that He was discussing with Elijah and Moses how He would leave this world.
所以呢, 圣经说他在跟摩西和以利亚讨论他如何离世的时候,
He was like that mature grape.
他就像那个成熟的葡萄,
fully ready to be taken.
已经完全可以被, 摘下来了,
our Lord Jesus could have ascended into heaven at that point.
但那个时刻, 我们的主就可以升天了,
but our Lord did not do that. He went down from the mountain.
他从山上下来,
He set His face towards Jerusalem.
他面向耶路撒冷,
if He only had thought about Himself,
如果我们来想他自己的时候,
He could have ascended into glory.
他可以进入到荣耀里,
but because He loved you and I,
因为他爱你我,
He descended from the mountain.
他从山上下来,
and set His face towards Jerusalem.
他面向耶路撒冷,
because He wanted to save us.
因为他要救我们,
He wouldn't give up on us.
他不会放弃我们,
so that mature grape,
那个成熟的葡萄,
was just like the grape that was thrown into the wine press.
就好像丢到酒榨里的葡萄,
and after He was crushed,
当他被踩了之后,
because He was crushed,
因为他被踩,
We were saved.
我们得救.
He did not live for himself.
他不是为自己而活.
All things have been given into his hands.
万有都交在他手里.
But what did he do?
但是他怎么样?
He got up from supper.
他从宴席上站起身来.
He laid aside his garments.
他束上毛巾.
And he washed the disciples' feet.
他洗门徒的脚.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
he came to serve us.
他来服侍我们.
All things have been given into his hands.
万有都交在他手里.
He was like a king. He could have been a king with a scepter.
一个王有个杖在手里。他是那个手里拿着杖的王。
He could have used that.
他可以用他的杖。
He could have struck us down.
他可以把我们击倒。
But he did not do that.
但是他没有那样。
He girded himself with a towel.
他用毛巾束腰。
And he washed the disciples' feet.
他洗门徒的脚。
With his own hands.
用他自己的手。
Isn't that our story?
这是不是我们的故事?
Isn't the lovely story of how Lord Jesus he washes our feet?
是不是这就是主耶稣用他的手来洗我们脚的爱的故事?
How oftentimes our feet are soiled with the things of this world?
多少时候我们的脚被这个世界所污染?
But our Lord patiently and gently washes our feet.
但是我们的主耐心的温柔地给我们洗脚。
And cleanses us with the water of His Word.
用他的话,
so that,
用他的道, 用水把我们的脚洗,
so that we can become clean.
所以我们可以被洁净,
so brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is our Lord's hands,
这是我们主的手,
the hands of love.
爱的手,
all things were given into his hands.
万有都交在他手里,
but he did not use this to take us out.
但是他没有用这个手把我们拿走,
he used this to save us.
他用这手来拯救我们,
and to serve us.
来服侍我们。
But of course, we know the ultimate demonstration of His love was on the cross. And we know that on the cross, His hands were nailed to the cross. And He was pierced through for our transgressions. So He loved us so that He was crucified for us. So as we consider our Lord Jesus, think about this, these all-powerful hands.
想想这双大能的手,
he was willing to be humbled.
甘心乐意的谦卑,
he came to save us
来救我们,
and to serve us.
来服侍我们,
and on the cross, his hands were pierced.
在十字架上, 他的手被钉,
and this is how he loved us.
他就是这样爱我们。
Can we turn to John chapter 10?
我们可以翻到约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10 and verse 28.
第十章第28节。
And I gave eternal life to them, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从父手里把他们夺去。Isn't
this such a comforting word?
这对我们是何等的安慰。
As we walk our Christian life,
当我们在基督徒的生活中的时候,
our Lord tells us something.
主告诉我们,
something tremendous.
非常了不起的事。
He said, "No one shall snatch them out of my hand."
说没有人能够从我手里夺去。
My Father who has given to me, no one is able to snatch him out of the Father's hand.
父给我的没有人能够从父手里夺去。
So how secure we are.
我们何等的有保障。
We know that there are two pairs of hands, two hands holding us.
我们知道有两个手, 抓着我们。
One is the Father's hand of love.
一个是父慈爱的手。
And one is the hand of our Lord Jesus.
另一个是我们主耶稣的手。
And we once again are reminded that these hands are the nail-pierced hands.
我们要记得这双手是被钉的手。
So brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged. No one can snatch us out of the hands of the of our Lord Jesus and of the Father. As we follow Him, let us discover His keeping hands. How He leads us with His hands. I'm sure we all know the story of Psalm
23.
How in it talks about the staff and the rod, they comfort me. Actually, it's a little bit more than that. And that's the story of how the shepherd deals with a wayward sheep. What they used to do with those very rebellious sheep, especially the little sheep, the young sheep. And if the sheep would often wander off, and of course the sheep, which generally are very dumb, they don't know about the danger of the wolf in the area. Know that that's very dangerous. So what the shepherd will do is they will break the legs of that sheep. It seemed almost very cruel. But the wonderful thing about the story is this. Then the shepherd will take the sheep and hold it in its bosom. And the shepherd would hold this little sheep until he healed. This was the love of the shepherd. Because in being in the womb, arms of the shepherd, the sheep will learn something tremendous. No one else had the privilege. But he had the privilege to be so close to the shepherd. It's the same picture here. Sometimes the Lord has to do something in our lives to bring us close to Him. But He wants us to be close to Him. Again, using His hands. So that's His hands. So we'd like to look at His feet. If we turn to 1 Chronicles
28,
verse 2, it says, "Then King David rose to his feet and said, 'Listen to me, my brethren and my people, I had intended to build a permanent home for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. So I had made preparations to build it.'"
大卫王就站起来说,我的弟兄,我的百姓啊,你们当听我言,我心里本想建造殿宇,安放耶和华的约柜,作为我神的脚凳,我已经预备建造了材料。
And then Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书第66章。
Isaiah chapter 66 in verse 1.
66章第一节,
says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest?"
耶和华如此说,天是我的座位,地是我的脚凳,你们要为我建造,为我造何等的殿宇,哪里是我安息的地方呢?
So you discover a picture here. So God is sitting on the throne in heaven, and here it tells us that the earth is His footstool. Actually, when we read in 1 Chronicles, more specifically, that footstool is nothing but the ark. You know that and the Ark of the Covenant, you know, it was in the holiest of all, or the Holy of Holies. And we read in the Old Testament that always talks about the presence of God. And the presence and the glory of God. So do you understand the picture now? Actually, when the Bible says that the temple was filled with the glory of God,
当圣经里面讲到圣殿充满神荣耀的时候
was that God was resting his feet upon the temple.
其实就是说神的他的脚在圣殿里面。
So this was, if you think about the picture of God upon the throne,
如果你想讲那幅图画，神在宝座上
as if he had two very long legs reaching all the way down to earth,
他那个长长的脚一直来到地上
coming upon the Ark of the Covenant,
放在约柜之上
that is his footstool,
那是他的脚凳
So what does it mean when we come to the presence of God?
当我们来到神的同在是什么意思?
Actually, it means to come before his feet.
其实就是说我们来到他的脚前
And actually, rememberIn the Old Testament, not anybody could go in into the holiest of holies.
记得在旧约里面，没有人能够进入至圣所。
Only the high priest could go in once a year.
只有大祭司一年可以一次进入至圣所。
So you see the picture?
你看到这幅图画了吗?
The picture is that man's highest honor.
就是最最有尊贵的人。
Is to be able to be found in the presence of God.
那么是在呢神的同在的时候
And that is actually before his feet.
其实呢是在他的脚前。
So this is the picture.
这是那幅图画。
So this is what it means to come before the presence of God.
这就是来到神同在的意思。
So brothers and sisters, the highest honor of man
最有尊贵的人
is to be found at the feet of God.
乃是呢那在主脚前的人。
So this is the picture of the ark.
这就是约柜那幅图画。
So we know that man's highest honor is to be at the feet of God.
人的最高的尊贵呢，就是来到神的脚前。
But God's greatest glory is when man is at his feet.
那么呢，神最高的尊荣呢，就是当人来到他脚前。
So imagine a king that is upon the throne.
想想那个在宝座上的王。
Is a king at rest.
是那个啊，在安息中的王。
That's why you need a footstool.
所以呢，他需要一个脚凳。
So that he can rest his feet.
他可以把脚安息在脚凳上。
So if you think about it,
当我们来想的时候
God upon his throne,
神在宝座上
It's his greatest glory.
那是最大的荣耀。
Because God is at rest.
因为呢，神在安息。
And man is at his feet.
神在他的脚前。
So this is his glory.
这是他的荣耀。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
once again,
再一次
our Lord Jesus left his glory above.
但是呢，我们主离开了在天上的荣耀
，to come to this earth，
来到这个地球。
These feet no longer were at rest。
他的脚不再在那里安息。
Again, we are reminded that he came to serve us。
圣经再次告诉我们说，他来服侍我们。
Because we know that a king at rest is a king in glory。
我们知道那个安息的神乃是荣耀的神。
So if you read in the Gospel of Mark，
如果我们读马可福音
，we don't have time to go there。
我们没有时间去。
But if you just read Mark chapter 1，
只要读一下马可福音第一章
，you'll discover it's a very special book。
你会发现这是一本很特别的书。
In it, actually, you see very few words that our Lord speaks directly。
那里面看到我们主很少直接讲话。
So if you look in the Bible and those that have the New Testament with the Lord's words in red,
有些圣经哈，他们那些把主的话呢都用红字印出来。如果你读那样圣经的话
，In the Gospel of Matthew, where it speaks about the Lord as the King,
马太福音呢说我们的主是王
，Much of it is in red,
大部分呢都是红的。
But if you look in the Gospel of Mark,
但是读马可福音的时候
，You'll discover that very little of it is red.
你发现红字很少。
The reason is because the Gospel of Mark talks about our Lord as the servant.
因为呢，马可福音说我们的主
as God's perfect servant.
他是完全的仆人。
Now, a good servant that you hire into your house.
你如果呢，你雇了一个好的仆人。
You want them to do a lot of work.
你希望呢，他做很多的，
you don't want him,
干很多活。
You don't want him to speak a lot.
你不想让他说很多话。
You go to university and pay the school to have the professor speak a lot.
如果你要讲话的话，你去大学雇一个教师，
雇一个教授。You don't pay your servants to talk.
你付那个仆人呢，不是让他来讲话。
But you pay your servants to work.
你配他是让他来做。
So if you read Mark chapter 1,
如果你读马可福音第一章
a phrase comes up repeatedly, and that's the word immediately.
有一个短语呢，一直的出现，那就是马上、立刻。
And that spoke of our Lord's actions.
那是讲到我们主耶稣他的动作。
Actually, it appears 39 times.
一共出现了39次。
Immediately, immediately, immediately.
立刻，立刻，立刻。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
if we let me turn. Well, if so you discover that here no longer are those feet at rest. Now our Lord, He had every right to just sit on the throne and enjoy His rest. But for you and I, He became restless.
但是因着你我的缘故,
now the Gospel of Mark reminds us of a picture of a living creature in the book of Revelation.
提醒我们呢, 在启示录里面, 那个活物的图画,
now remember, there was the lion, there was the ox, there was the man, and then the eagle.
那四幅图画呢, 就是狮, 牛犊,
speaks about the four aspects of our Lord's life, represented by the four Gospels.
四个福音所代表的,
so Matthew speaks about our Lord as the king, as that lion.
马太福音讲到他是王,
Mark speaks of our Lord as the servant, as that ox.
马可福音呢,让我们看到他是夫人,
Luke speaks about our Lord as the perfect man, that's why the man.
路加福音呢,就讲到我们主是人,
and then Gospel of John talks about our Lord as the Son of God, because of that transcendent life is described by the eagle.
约翰福音呢,就让我们看到, 我们主耶稣他是神的儿子,因着他从天而降的生活,所以呢,他就因着他从天而来的那个生命,所以呢,他就是鹰。
So if you look at the 16 chapters of Mark,
如果我们看马可福音那16章,
you'll discover that it talks about, you see the picture of an ox.
你会看到牛的图画。
And there are two aspects to it.
有两个方面。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10,
第一章到第十节,
you'll discover how our Lord, how our Lord was that ox in the field tilling the ground.
我们会发现呢,
how He was laboring immediately healing the sick.
你会看到呢, 他如何呢, 立即的就去做工,
He was there working endlessly. From chapter 1 to chapter 10.
从第一章到第十章,
from chapter 11 to chapter 16, you see a second picture.
从十一章到第十六章,
you see the ox upon the altar.
你会看到在祭坛上的牛,
and that's how our Lord served us on the cross.
就是我们主如何在十字架上服侍。
So you see a picture of a perfect servant.
你会看到一个完美的仆人的图画。
So you see that those feet were no longer at rest.
你看到那个脚它不再是安息的脚,
but was there working and working and walking and walking in order to save us.
而是做工做工行走行走,
so these feet no longer were the feet upon the footstool. But again, to save us. So, but interesting enough,
非常有趣的,
there was someone in the New Testament that discovered that. Even though the Lord Jesus was there actively working,
虽然我们主一直在那里积极地做工,
this person discovered that the greatest honor was to be at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
但是这个人却发现最大的尊贵乃是呢坐在耶稣的脚下,
and that was Mary.
这就是玛利亚,
she was seated at the feet of the Lord listening to Him speak.
她坐在主的脚前听他的教训。
Why was the Lord Jesus so touched with that family in Bethany?
为什么伯大尼那一家,
I think it had much to do with Mary knowing, understanding who the Lord Jesus was. Others probably only knew the Lord Jesus as the healer. Maybe He was like a divine baker because, you know, He gave him bread to eat.
也许呢,知道他是一位神圣的发面包的人,因为他可以把面包给他们,
someone that could help them in their lives. But somehow Mary knew the very heart of things.
但是呢,玛利亚却知道内心的事,
she understood the place that the Lord Jesus deserved. That's why she was always at His feet. She understood that picture, that it was her greatest honor to be at the feet of her Lord Jesus. So she not only heard the Lord Jesus speak, when her brother died, when she came to the Lord Jesus, both her and Martha came, but only Mary came and bowed at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
当她的兄弟拿撒路死的时候，马大跟玛利亚都来到主的面前，但是呢，只有玛利亚她匍匐在耶稣的脚前。
And because she was seated at the feet of the Lord Jesus, she knew that the Lord was going to the cross.
因为她坐在耶稣的脚前，所以她知道主耶稣要上十字架。
That's why she later wiped his feet with her hair.
这就是为什么后来玛利亚用她的头发来擦耶稣的脚。
Anointed his feet.
用香膏了他的脚,
preparing him for his burial.
预备他的埋葬,
because she knew the highest place, the highest honor for her was to be at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
因为他知道最大的尊荣,
so, ultimately, in the end,
最终呢,
our Lord Jesus served us when his feet were pierced through for our transgressions.
其实呢, 是主耶稣为着我们的过犯,
on the cross.
在十字架上,
these feet that should have been upon the footstool.
这双脚本来是应当在脚凳上,
but the feet were upon the cross.
但是却在十字架上。
Just quickly.
很快的,
I think our time is running out.
我们时间不够了。
If we turn to Ephesians 4:32.
如果我们来到以弗所书第四章第32节。
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待, 存怜悯的心彼此饶恕, 正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And here, of course, it talks about us being tender-hearted.
当然这里讲到说, 我们要以恩慈相待。
But in parallel, it's describing how our Lord Jesus is tender-hearted.
同时呢，也讲到我们主耶稣基督是如何的有温柔的心。
Now we know how the Lord loved us, and I don't think I have to go through much of that.
我们知道呢，主如何爱我们，我想我不需要花太多时间。
But ultimately, the Lord Jesus came to reconcile us back to the Father.
那么神来呢，是要我们与父神和好。
Now there is a story, a true story.
有一个真实的故事。
About a father and a son.
讲到呢,
now the father and son, they had a good relationship. And they loved one another. But as time went by,
但是随着时间的流逝,
they started growing apart.
他们呢,
and to such a point that the father no longer wanted to speak with the son.
到一个地步呢, 做父亲呢,
so the father, when the son went away on his own way,
所以呢,
and didn't speak for many years.
很多年,
and of course, the mother was very concerned.
所以那个当然呢，做妈妈的心里面就很挂念。
And he was her husband.
所以呢，她对她丈夫说，
No, he was her husband that wouldn't speak to her son.
因为她丈夫呢不跟儿子讲话。
So it was a big problem.
所以呢，问题很大。
But one day this mother became very sick.
有一天这母亲病得很重。
And because she was very sick,
因为她病重,
she asked her son to come back.
她就请她儿子回来。
Because she was sick.
因为她病。
So on her deathbed,
在她的床上,
her son was on her left and her husband on her right.
她儿子在左边, 她的丈夫在右边。
And they still weren't on speaking terms.
他们还是不讲话。
So what, when she was about to die,
就在她快要临死的那一刻,
she took one hand from her, one hand from her son,
她一手拉着她儿子,
took one hand from her husband,
一手拉着丈夫的手,
and then put them together,
把他们放在一起,
put it against her heart,
放在她的胸口上,
and then she died.
然后就死了。
We were those prodigal sons.
我们就是浪子,
away, far away from the Father.
远离了父亲,
but our Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主耶稣,
He took our hands
他抓着我们的手,
and the hands of God,
抓着父的手, 神的手,
and He died on the cross.
死在十字架上,
and because of this, we were reconciled back to the Father. This is the heart of the Lord Jesus. How he loved the Father. How he loved us. And because of this,
因此,
after his resurrection,
他复活之后,
he could say, your father and my father.
他可以说, 你们的父,
your God and my God.
你们的神,
what a wonderful story of love.
何等奇妙的爱的故事,
when the Lord Jesus was on the cross,
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候,
at that time, because they couldn't stay on the cross for too long,
那个时候因为他不能在十字架上太久,
because of the Sabbath,
因为安息日的缘故,
so they broke the legs of the other two robbers. But when they came to the Lord Jesus, they saw that he had already died. So a soldier pierced through the side of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible tells us that out of his side came forth water and blood. Actually, Bible experts tell us
其实呢,圣经专家告诉我们说,
that probably what happened was when that spear went through the Lord Jesus' side,
其实呢,就是当那枪刺到耶稣肋旁的时候,
it pierced through his heart.
刺到他心里,
and because of that, I believe it's called the pericardium, it has water in it, out of the side came forth water and blood.
因为呢,在那个血浆里面有那个血清,所以是血清流出来的。
So because of the Lord Jesus' death,
因为耶稣的死,
out of his side came forth water and blood.
从他的肋旁流出血和血,
water speaks about life.
水讲到生命,
blood speaks about his work of redemption.
血讲到他救赎的工作,
how he loved us.
他如何的爱我们,
and lastly,
最后,
we know the Lord was the God of creation.
我们知道呢, 主呢, 乃是那个创造的神,
God of all wisdom.
神的智慧,
and remember, when the Lord Jesus said, behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
主耶稣说,
he was one who was all wise.
他是全智的神,
wiser than the wisest man that ever lived.
他比所有智者都更有智慧,
this is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣,
not only that,
不但如此,
Philippians read, have this mind of Christ.
腓立比说告诉我们说要以耶稣基督的心为心,
And that is how he had the attitude of being willing to become a man.
就是呢,
he did not consider equality a thing with God to be grasped. Not only that,
不但如此,
and this is, of course, we're speaking about his our head. How he was the all-wise one. How he had such a humble mind. But not only that, he had his own will.
并且呢,
but he said, not my will, but thine will be done.
但是说不是以我的意志,
our Lord is so different from us.
我们主跟我们如此不同,
and that's why he said, not my will, but thine will be done.
他说, 不是我的意志乃是你, 不是我的意思乃是,
and because of this, He was willing to go to the cross. And if we read in Matthew 27:29, it talks about how a crown of thorns was given to him. Now, our Lord deserved to have a real crown on his head. But for your sake and my sake, he had a crown of thorns. And for you and he was mocked.
因着你我,
and they gave him a reed as a rod.
他们呢,
and they placed a crown of thorns upon his head.
并且呢,
brothers and sisters, consider our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹,
but thank the Lord.
但是感谢主,
that was not the end of it.
这不是结束,
if we just read Ephesians chapter 1, 22, because of what the Lord Jesus has done,
因着耶稣所成就的,
in Ephesians 1, 22, and he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church.
一章22节, 又将万有伏在他的脚下, 使他为教会做万有之首。
Brothers and sisters, this is the head of the church.
弟兄姐妹，这是教会的头。
Our Lord Jesus was that humble one that came to this earth.
我们耶稣基督是那位卑微来到地上的。
How are we not to trust him as our head?
我们怎么能够不信任他是我们的头呢？
And of course, really crown him with the crown that he deserves.
我们应当呢，应他该得的冠冕来冠他，来冠他。
So the Lord Jesus in Luke 24 says, "Come, see my hands, see my feet."
路加福音二十四章主说：“你们来看我的脚，看我的手，看我的脚。”
So let us consider him.
让我们来思想耶稣。
His hands.
他的手。
His feet.
他的脚。
How his side was pierced through, his heart was pierced through.
看他的心被刺透。
And his head, who was with a crown of thorns.
他的头有荆棘的冠冕。
Consider Jesus.
思想耶稣。
This is the one whom we follow.
这是我们所跟随的那一位。
Maybe we'd be encouraged.
也许。我们可以得到激励。
He's not a God that is set out to get us.
他不是呢，在那边
找我们麻烦。
啊，他不是找我们麻烦的那一位神。
He is the one that loves us so.
而是爱我们灵魂的那一位。
Consider him.
思想耶稣。
This is the one whom we follow.
这是我们跟从的。
This is the one whom we need to have daily fellowship with.
这是我们每天需要跟他交通的。
Isn't he a wonderful Lord?
何等奇妙的主。
So may we be encouraged.
愿我们都得到。
May we often consider him.
愿我们常常来思想他。
Lord, thank you. You are a wonderful Lord.
主，我们感谢您这位奇妙的主。
Lord, as we consider you, you are so lovely.
当我们思想你的时候，你是何等的可爱。
Lord, may we often be reminded by the Holy Spirit to consider you.
愿我们常常被圣灵提醒，我们来思想你。
Lord, to often come before you and know you.
我们可以常常到你面前来，并且认识你。
Because you are so wonderful.
因为你何等的奇妙。
Lord, thank you for this time.
谢谢你给我们这段时间。
May you continue to speak to us.
愿你继续对我们说话。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.